Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Now, a few weeks ago, we spoke to Karen on the show. Karen's daughter, Olivia, or Livy, as she's known to her family and friends, was born in August last year, but in April, Karen and her partner, Keith, received a devastating diagnosis.
Because of social distancing again, I went into Cromwell Hospital with Livy, and my partner, Keith, was at home, and within an hour, they had given her a diagnosis. So they basically told us that she had SMA type 1, spinal muscular atrophy type 1. It's a genetic condition as well, and it gets progressively worse. It affects all her muscles that which she would use to kind of lift her arms, to like her legs are affected, her neck like that. She couldn't lift her head up, her back muscles we use for swallowing and breathing are all affected. And as I said, it's because it's a progressive condition. It deteriorates, it continues to deteriorate without treatments.
Now, little Livy requires a very specialised, very expensive treatment in the US to ensure that she can live. And on the morning we spoke to Karen, Today FM listeners around the country raised thousands by donating to the A Better Life for Livy Facebook page. And Karen is back on the line now and has some news. Hi, Karen.
How are you?
Good, thank you. How are you doing?
Do you know, such an emotional weekend and just trying to take it all in.
Well, yeah, let's back up for a while. Now, when people heard your story first on our show on Today FM, they heard about Livy's condition and you had mentioned that €2 million was the price tag, basically, to get her the treatment that she, the very expensive treatment in the US that can potentially help her. So where are you at now?
Yeah, so we were looking for €2 million and we're doing great. Like, loads of people were getting involved and donating and sharing the page and all. And like, we got great publicity from being on the show ourselves. And we were kind of like, you know, exhausting all avenues. And then we received some devastating news. A little boy, Dan and Leash, his parents were also fundraising to do for Dan a campaign, which I know everyone has heard about. They got some devastating news that Dan is unable to get the treatment. He has these antibodies that make him ineligible candidate for the treatment. So they made this unbelievable, incredible gesture to pledge €1 million towards the cost of Livy's treatment, which is the same treatment. Yeah.
So they are willing to, they obviously did incredible things to raise that kind of money for little Dan. But now that he can't get it, they're passing that money raised onto Livy's treatment.
Yeah, so they're pledging it to say, look, we're going to put this towards the cost of treatment, which is just incredible. It just means that our target now is just much more achievable than it ever was. So we're just in debt to them.
And
yeah.
Does Dan have the same SMA type 1 that Livy has?
He does, yeah, he does, yeah.
And so there's something in his body which means that the treatment that you're saving for, that his parents are saving for, isn't going to work for him?
Yeah, I mean, they just received this news that he has these antibodies in the system that unfortunately make him an ineligible candidate for the drug.
And so, is there a fear that that could also happen to Livy or to anyone else who needs this treatment, or is it...
Yeah, so with Livy, we got her tested in May and she was negative for the antibodies, but yeah, we'll definitely be getting her tested again.
Okay.
It's very, very unlikely that she would have the antibodies. I think it's something like less than 5% of the population have these. But, you know, absolutely, we'll be getting our test again once we get the treatment details ironed out, just to be completely confirmed. But,
yeah,
we got that tested back in May and she was negative for it.
I would imagine this is quite a difficult experience to go through because you have so many conflicting emotions. Obviously, you're over the moon to be moving closer to the target to get Livy the help that she needs. But because little baby Dan couldn't get the treatment, it's got to be bittersweet.
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, Aisling, Dan's mom, has just been great. Like, we text each other on the phone, have calls, and, you know, she's, you know, just someone else who knows what they're going through to kind of give advice or experience or support. And, oh, yeah, like, I mean, I think I was just, I couldn't even say two words when I heard of the news because you're just devastated. Mm. Like, you just want everyone to get this treatment and have, like, a really good quality of life. And, yeah, just obviously gutted for the family, really am. And it just shows, like, a credit to them, like, what, that they're turning such, like, devastating news into such an incredible news for us. It just shows, yeah, the people they are.
How's Livy doing?
Oh, Livy's her same little happy self, oblivious to it all, which is just great. Like, I mean, you know, everyone says, like, how are you getting on? And it's like, I'm not sad for me, it's just for her. It's all happening to her, and she doesn't know what's ahead of her yet. And she'll have a really hard time and a really hard life ahead of her, and she's just such a happy baby now and always laughing and smiling and so full of like, it's just unreal. But I hope she keeps that and, you know, keeps her happy little self. But she's great.
I'm sure she will. The pictures that we've seen of her that you've put up are just amazing. You can see the development in her. And I'm sure with parents like you guys, she'll definitely keep that.
Yeah, oh, she's great.
Do you, you mentioned the future there. Do you find you have to stop yourself from kind of drifting off into the future and wondering or worrying about how things will be for her?
Yeah, honestly, it's just impossible. You just can't, you know, you just can't plan in the future. It's really day by day. But like, our future for the moment is just, we really want this kind of incredible gesture to kind of, you know, get us there. And, you know, we still have a good bit to go. I think we've over 400,000 left to raise for the treatment. So it's just to ask everyone to really get behind us and get us over the line. And it just would be incredible that, you know, for her first birthday, which is the end of August, to have the 2 million raised and kind of be making plans to get the treatment.
And a better life for Livy, of course, is the place if people want to donate where they need to go. So they can find out on your Instagram and all your, the links to the page and all there, are they?
Yeah, that's absolutely right. Yeah, and like, we just ask everyone if they want to just share the page or donate what they can, or like, we just would ask everyone, whatever you can do, just like, this is our real fighting chance. Like, the donors have given us this really fighting chance to get Livy the treatment, and we're almost in touching distance, but we have a good bit still to go. Yeah. So we're just asking everyone to help. Yeah.
Is there a time limit? Like, do you have to get your hands on this drug sooner rather than later, or is there a deadline you're working towards?
Yeah, so the children are eligible to get this treatment up to the age of 2, but like any drug or treatment, the sooner that it's received, the better the outcome, the better effects. So, yeah. Like, if Livy was able to get this around her first birthday, like, you know, she would get much more benefit from the drug than if Livy was close to her second birthday. So, really pushing kind of as soon as possible.
Yeah, that makes sense, in fairness. A better life for Livy is the GoFundMe page. Karen, we wish you and Livy and the family all the best. And as you said, it's an amazing gesture by the Donoghers with little baby Dan, who unfortunately can't get the treatment. But as you said, it gives you guys the fighting chance to get over that line and get that treatment for Livy.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, just thanks so much for having us on the show. And thank you all to everyone that's listening and is getting involved and, you know, is willing to help us out. We really do appreciate it.
Thanks, Karen. Lovely to talk to you again.
Thanks, Dermot, Dave.
Take care.
Bye.
And that's Karen Vickers there, who is the mum of Livy, who I'm sure you've seen on social media. A better life for Livy. Like we're saying, if you can do anything and donate anything, it would really, really go a long way. But an amazing gesture by the Donoghur family.
Oh, unbelievable. And what a difficult conversation to have. Mm. You know, you can imagine them sitting at home thinking about little baby Dan, knowing that everyone had helped raise all that money, and you have to make that choice to hand it over to someone else, another family that's suffering. I mean, that's just a big, big, big decision. So thanks to Karen for chatting to us on the phone as well.
Dermot and Dave, listen live on air from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.